In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. A major Colorado oil and gas producer has filed for bankruptcy. Extraction Oil and Gas will be restructured in response to falling oil prices, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The COVID-19 pandemic has depressed oil demand and prices are at their lowest level in years. Extraction's filing comes just 2 months after Whiting Petroleum went bankrupt. Both companies are based in Denver. Bernadette Johnson is an analyst with Enverus. She says the difficult business environment for energy companies is likely to persist.
Big unemployment numbers mean people aren't spending as much, they're not driving as much. Those types of things, it takes a while to recover from that.
Johnson says it could take years for airline travel to fully recover. Still, Extraction was struggling even before the pandemic. The company cut 20% of its workforce in February. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Colorado Board of Nursing has approved a new online pilot program that lets students training to be nurses, nursing assistants, get certified and start jobs. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Many students couldn't finish their degrees when the coronavirus shut down college campuses. Next Step will keep the pipeline moving. It's enrolled more than 3,000 Coloradans in virtual courses funded by employers. When they're certified, students will work in the state's long-term care and senior living facilities. The program also targets displaced workers who want to become nursing assistants. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And the CEO of Greeley-based chicken producer Pilgrim's Pride is taking a leave of absence from the company to focus on his defense in a price-fixing indictment. Jason Penn is one of four executives charged for allegedly conspiring to fix prices and rig bids for 5 years. You're listening to CPR News at 6:06.